Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, Marketing School listeners, have a special message from our sponsor, DreamHost.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you want to make sure your website loads super fast. Check out DreamHost. Not only is their solution super affordable, it'll make your website load faster, and they have amazing tools and support for your business to ensure that you grow and succeed.
Today, we are going to talk about how to rank on page one of Google in 2021. So I'll kick it off. I mean, look, we'll talk about page one, but we'll even talk about ranking number one as well. So look, for 2021, the core web vitals, that is going to be a big part of Google's algorithm. So it's having a great website experience, making sure things are fast, things are not broken, kind of the basics, but just making sure that Google is just trying to make sure that there's a framework for websites to follow to rank higher. They just want to help make you more successful because they do want to be indexing your content.
Another thing that you should do if you want to rank really well this year is build less links. I know this sounds crazy. Eric and I will do an episode on this topic within the next week or so, but build less links. So what we've seen is if you build too many links too fast, your rankings don't move up as fast and they usually don't go up as high compared to people who are building at a much slower pace, taking their time, building higher quality links, relevant links. In both scenarios, you never want to buy links. It's more so just some people do a ton of manual outreach and just try to bombard how many links they're getting, try to aim for rich anchor text. And what I would tell you is do the opposite. When you create content, let it sit, wait a few months, and then build natural, high quality, very relevant, high authoritative links. And even if you just let them trickle in, what you'll find is that your rankings climb at a much quicker pace.
All right. I'm going to give you an oldie, but still relevant. The skyscraper technique from Backlinko, also known as Brian Dean. But the idea here is that all the stuff that's ranking number one or page one, they're there for a reason. So what conclusions can you draw by diagnosing the top three results? And can you do something that's 10 times better than that? That's still something that works. It's the same thing with product creation. You make something that's 10 times better and you just keep iterating, right? So let's use the Tesla electric car as an example. I would say it's not a 10X, could be 10X. I mean, I love it as a car, right? But
you have one.
Yeah, I think it's a great car. I do think it's the best, it's the most pleasant experience I've ever had, right? So same deal here. That's why their stock is, I mean, there's a lot that goes into why their stock is so high, but that's one of the reasons. It's just a great product and it's a great company. So think about how can you make your content like a great product?
Yeah, and when you are also optimizing and trying to rank really high up, keep in mind, as Eric mentioned, they're using user signals, right? So they have the core web vitals. But some of these user signals that they're using is, are they seeing your listing and clicking on it, or are they just going down to the next one and clicking on that? So things like appealing title tag, appealing meta description can really help bolster your rankings. Things like adding in the year in there. We've seen increased more click-through rates based on data that I got from Eric from ClickFlow. Also keeping it short and to the point also helps increase clicks. Adding a meta description. I know sometimes you always see, or not always, but in most cases, you see a meta description under each listing, but it doesn't mean that each site has a meta description. It's more so Google's pulling text from the page. But if you manually create a meta description, you're more likely to get more clicks because you can pick what keywords are in there. But those are some things that you can do to increase your click-throughs as well as evoking curiosity. Example of that is like the 7 benefits of green tea. Number 6 will shock you. It's like, wait, what's number 6? That's going to shock me. I got to click and just go look at number 6.
Yep. Another thing I'll add from my side is making sure that you're able to keep people on the page for a long time, right? So what can you do? Maybe you can add a YouTube video to it. Maybe you can add more content to it. But dwell time is still important because it is a very nice signal. Similar with YouTube. When you think about YouTube, they look at retention rates, right? I mean, they obviously want to keep you on the platform to show you more ads. But, in terms of ranking you, I mean, Google's core product is making sure they create a good search experience, right? So if they're going to rank you higher, they want good signals coming from your page. Neil?
And the last tip, and I know we can keep going on and on for this, but we want to keep it short and to the point so that way you have action that you can end up creating, is update your old content. There's over 1 billion blogs, tons of content. What you'll find is if you write less content, but update your existing articles, especially the ones that are already ranking, they'll continually perform better. If you see pages that are dipping in rankings, update them, look at all the people who rank above you and make your content better than them. I know Eric mentioned the skyscraper technique. You don't have to go that above and beyond, but just making it a little bit better than your competition really helps with your rankings. When you make those changes and update your content, your rankings may not shoot up in the next few days or week, but typically within 30 days, you should start seeing it go back up.
All right, so that is it for today. We'll probably do another episode like this because we can go on forever. But go to marketingschool.io/pro, $1 trial for 14 days for our marketing community and all these goodies. Come on, it's $1. All right, get in there. All right, that's it for today. See you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.